Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we'll be talking about Anchorage Community Theater's production of My Three Angels.
And to talk about it, our guests today are Don Gomes, who's the director, and one of the actors, Max Aronson, who's playing one of the angels, Alfred. Welcome to Stage Talk, Don and Max.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, Don, this is a classic show. It's been done by many theaters for over the years. I think Anchorage Community Theater did it back in 1960, but hasn't been done in a while. It's one of those great shows. So tell us about what this play is about to those listeners who may not be that familiar with it.
Well, in some ways, you could call it a morality play. There's certainly questions of ethics that people will go out scratching their head about, but there's a lot of humor. But the short version is that this is set in 1910 in French Guiana, which was a prison camp for the French. The prisoners were allowed to do work release in the community, and in this case, there's three of them working on the roof and hammering away, and they're listening to the woes of the family who are running the shop. This general store on the in Cayenne, and they decide, you know, we should do something to help this family, and sort of the plot continues from there.
And so you're not going to tell us any more about the plot.
Well, I can give you a few things. Sure, Felix Ducotel, who runs the store, is not the best with the books. And so they say, well, maybe we can work on the books, and maybe we can work on the sales a bit, and maybe we can deal with some of the relationship issues that are going on between their daughter and Paul, who arrives unexpectedly. And then, of course, he's coming with Henri, who is Felix's cousin by marriage, they say. And they don't have a great relationship. It's a business relationship that was gone sour when Henri took over a business back in Cherbourg. And the circumstances include this love interest, which is kind of shadowed by the fact that Marie-Louise's best friend back home, best friend in quotes, writes her a letter and says, oh, Paul and I are engaged. Well, it was supposed to be Paul and Marie Louise. Well, Alfred figures in this one, actually, and he's the handsome young gentleman who loved cars and horses and
I'm single, ladies.
Yeah. and Max just raised his hand there. This is not TV, Max. This is radio.
Thanks, Steve.
Why don't you dive in and tell us about your character here?
Well, it's sort of tricky to talk about Alfred without talking about all three of the angels, because although they're all convicts, they're all very different people, and they have different approaches to how they want to solve these problems. Alfred, who's my guy, is the youngest, and he's, like Don was saying, he's kind of a playboy. He loves women and horses, and he's very romantic. He falls instantly for Marie-Louise, who is a Monsieur Ducotel's daughter. And he's very straightforward. He's kind of a violent guy. He has a very short temper. If you compare that with the other two, who are Jules and Joseph, Joseph is kind of a delight to watch in the show because he's a wheeler and dealer. I've never seen the Music Man. He's kind of like Professor Harold Hill. He's this great double talker. And so a lot of the show's really funny moments, I think, are watching Joseph try and cook Felix's books or, excuse me. Or try to convince someone. There's a scene, without spoiling too much, there's a scene where he convinces someone that a bottle of water is actually fine cognac. And then there's Jules, who's sort of sentimental, and he's very kind, and he's very fatherly. And so the three angels, that's sort of the dynamic between them, where a lot of the play is Jules and Joseph reining in Alfred's temper.
That sounds like a fun play.
It is.
It's a lot of fun, and it's an incredible cast. Max comes to us. Max is a theater student at UAA, a senior, and hit it right off in the auditions. It was great. Kevin Bennett plays one of the angels, as does Dave Flavin. We've got Todd Sherwood as Felix Ducotel. His wife is played by Jane Baer. These are all names and ultimately faces you've seen and heard around town. Christina Lien, a newcomer, plays Madame Parole, and Marie-Louise Ducotel is played by Sina Moody. seen as also was a theater major and does a lot of technical stuff, and so this is a big deal for her. And Zach Grovogel will play the lieutenant. That's all I can tell you about the lieutenant.
Well, tell me, this play is not about Christmas particularly, or is it?
Well, it if you stretch a bit, it's set on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And the fact of people trying to do something good for someone else is the theme of it. And there's a lot of feel-good to it. The ethical part of it is wondering whether what they do is really what you would do. So we're not necessarily going to have a questionnaire as people leave, but they'll probably scratch their heads a bit.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. You're with our guests, Don Gomez and Max Aronson, and we're talking about Anchorage Community Theater's production of My Three Angels. And that's Gomez.
It's Gomes, but that's Gomes. Okay. I don't care what you call me. Just call me for dinner.
Wait, there's dinner?
I failed to mention that Carl Bright is also in the show, another familiar face and name, playing Paul, the love interest. And then Bill Cotton plays Henri Trochard, a terribly evil character.
Oh, wonderful. But I like to see Bill act. He's really good. For those of you who don't know, he's the general manager of the company, and he's really turned this company around.
Right. He did a wonderful part, and I think the last Christmas show they did, which was Christmas Story, he played
a couple of years ago. Yeah. But the story is Christmas in that it's the spirit of people. There's a bit of good in even the most evil of us, and there's a lot of fun humor. Kevin Bennett, of course, just coming off of Mice and Men that he did with Perseverance in Juno, and then they brought the production here. He's magical on stage. He's great. But the whole group, it's a great ensemble piece, and they really work together well. And Max is a real master of, in basketball, you'd call it moving away when you don't have the ball. He can make things happen when he's not the center of attention. It's great.
I actually should thank you, Steve. Steve taught me a little bit of mime a couple of years ago, and I've used some of that in this show.
Well, that's interesting. I'm glad to have something of what I've taught go on to practical use.
So now you have to come, Steve. You're...
I will. And Don, I know from my sources that you were the one who actually proposed this show to ACT and also offered to direct it. Why did you choose this show to propose to ACT to do?
Well, a number of reasons. One, I haven't directed in a while, but as you know, I directed a lot a couple decades ago. So it was a familiar show to me, and I knew it was a fun show, and knew it would kind of fit the holiday slot. Plus, a few decades ago, I did an equity version of it as an actor. I played Felix, and so it just had a lot of good memories for me. And I also felt that we had the actors to fit, and so it was that was the biggest reason. And I think too that it's one that fits the stage at ACT. That always has to be a consideration. There's a lot of width, but not much depth, and you're up front, up close and personal with the audience.
Which is what I like about the theater. And I will, of course, see this.
Good.
And but I usually have to find a ride. So.
Maybe Steve can take you.
Well, it'll be warm out, 104 degrees. You can maybe walk.
Right. Thanks for reminding that. It is in the hundreds in the Cayenne, and so the heat is real. So we're pumping up the heaters at ACT to make sure the audience gets the full experience.
Putting some tropical bugs in there, too.
Exactly what we always look for, tropical bugs.
Dress lightly to watch the show.
It's not going to be quite a Jimmy Buffett concert, but it'll. we're not going to try to amuse people that way necessarily. But it's a great show, and I think that we're in the final stages of things now, and about to do tech, and things have really gone well. People really grasped their characters really well, and then, and as you always do in a play, as a director, you come in with a certain ideas, and then you figure how do the actors fit into that. But more importantly, is how do the actors fit into the story and work it themselves, and you work with the best of what they have. And this is just a phenomenal group of people.
Well, speaking of acting, and Max, a moment ago you talked about your training somewhat in my class with the UAA, and I've seen you grown from a show I directed you in, gosh, 3 or 4 years ago, and you've had a lot of experience at UAA. How does this role compare to some of the other roles that you have performed? Are there any challenges to it, anything that you find extraordinarily easy, or what?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think working in ACT always presents challenges. It's a very difficult space to make sure all of the action can be seen at the same by everyone in the audience, because it's so long and narrow. And so it's really gotten me back to the basics of stage positioning. I know a couple of people have called me on, Max, you're upstaging someone, and I've had to really become conscious of that. This is actually the first time I've really done a straight comedy since the show Steve was talking about, which was musical comedy Murders of 1940. And it's very different. In that show, MCM, I was able to bring a lot of myself to the character. But I feel like in this, Alfred is very different than I am. I'm a very pacifistic person. I don't have much of a temper. And so it's really been more of a stretch on my acting abilities. And I definitely think my training at UAA has assisted with that.
Good for you, Steve.
And others at UAA. Well, thanks, Don, and thanks, Max, for being on Stage Talk. I'm sure this is going to be a wonderful show, and we all look forward to seeing it.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thanks.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org.
UAA Theater's production of Spamalot opens tonight and runs through December the 8th. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
At Cyrano's, Bruckner's Last Finale, a new play by Dick Reichman, runs through December 2nd. I recommend this beautiful play. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
This weekend at Out North, you can hear Sarah Johnson in Devil in a Box, a story about domestic violence. Showtime is Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. You can buy tickets online at STAR, S-T-A-R, which stands for Standing Together Against Rape.
Out North Contemporary Outhouse and Tosspots Productions presents a stage reading of Joe Barnes' Tastes Like Chicken on Tuesday, November 20th at 7 p.m. This outrageous comedy was a hit at the Valdez Theater Conference is for mature audiences. For information, contact Out North at 279-8099 or go to outnorth.org.
The Academy of Fine Arts in Eagle River is auditioning singing actors for a Christmas performance tomorrow from 4 to 5:30 p.m. and Sunday from noon until 2 p.m. For information, contact Gina. Her email address is gina@lochners.net. That's LochnersNERS.net, or go to AFAA's website.
It's time for Telebration, storytelling from around the world, sponsored by the Anchorage Storytellers Guild. Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Wilden Marston Library. For information, call 346-1781.
D.K. McKenzie will be the featured poet at the Poetry Parlay next Wednesday, November the 21st, at 7 p.m. at Out North. No reservations are necessary.
Up in Talkeetna, you can see the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, which runs this weekend at 7:30 p.m. tonight and tomorrow, or Sunday, November 18th at 3. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
And finally, Anchorage Community Theater's production of My Three Angels opens Friday, November the 23rd, and runs through December the 23rd. Productions are Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 868-4913 or go to their webpage at acthome@gci.net.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA.